Previously on the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Oh, I rolled terrible.
Why did you do that?
3 threes and 3 ones.
Oh,
this
no.
is the worst maybe ever.
What in the world?
A strike with a ranged weapon. 38 damage to Kairos.
That's not that much.
And I rolled a 35 to hit Varg.
It's a crit again.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Have you lost your mojo?
No, I think it's the unluckiness.
Maybe this will turn
Think
around.
Happy thoughts.
Gotta believe.
Think happy thoughts. Can't go. Natural one.
It is now gremlin time.
Not gremlin time.
Let's see if we can knock anybody down on the ground. 24 is a miss.
Oh, man.
Boo.
I quit.
All the boo.
All right, here we go. I'm running out of D20s that...
That work.
That work. 3 on the
no.
die. Okay, we'll go with this one. Claw attack. Here we go. Come on. Natural 20.
Oh,
shooting through Kal-El, which gives you a bonus to your AC. 23 to hit.
That's a miss.
Oh, finally, a miss.
A miss.
Brittany. Brittany. Brittany.
14.
Uh-oh.
Plus
uh-oh.
16.
30.
That is a hit.
Yes!
Got to beat a 30.
19 plus 12? That's
oh,
31.
Oh, you did it.
That's 31.
Nice.
Get out of here, you little green booger.
So it's
I rerolled the
34
save.
Damage.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Describe your kill.
Yes!
The object that he's describing is for delivering massive quantity of pyronite. And then we'll find out what happens next week.
There it is.
As the Shum Follow 5 venture forth
it'll give me a
to
week
a dinner
to think about.
With Loy Aiton.
And now, a new episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast.
Hey everybody, welcome to this week's episode of the Dice of Thunder podcast, a facial hair appreciation podcast.
Yay! It's about time!
Brittany, tell us about your facial hair regimen.
I don't think you thought that one all the way
through. I didn't see that coming.
I mean,
my friend.
I knew when I wrote it down that I was going to be in trouble when I said it.
Hey, for the record, but she doesn't have any facial hair.
We stay true to the notebook.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
The book is spoken. So, Brittany?
I thought maybe by now we would just be friends.
So, what you want to do if you're a girl and you have facial hair.
Yeah.
No, this is, you want to know? I'll tell you.
Yeah.
Go for it.
They make little dermaplaners. It's like a little razor. And you just shave off your peach fuzz. And then you got nice, smooth skin.
It's called a dermal planter?
Planer.
Planer. Derma planer.
Yeah.
No,
it also
sense.
Scrapes off dead skin cells.
A dermal planter is what I need in order to return hair to the top of my head.
Yeah, is that a
tell me about your skincare routine, Scott.
I can't because there isn't one.
That's right.
My skincare routine is when my wife pins me down after seeing how dry my skin is and rubs
and forces you to put lotion
put lotion on.
Yeah. I hate that so much.
It you sucks. Said all wait, y'all don't put lotion on every day?
No, dude.
He keep, never puts lotion on.
I don't like lotion.
On.
I don't
keep
like lotion
it dry,
on my
keep it sly, baby.
I like, look at my knuckles, man.
Yeah.
I look like death.
Oh, don't squeeze them like that. I can see them cracking.
Look like you've been making pizza. You squeeze too hard, you bleed to death.
That's true. I like to put lotion on the backs of my hands, but I hate the feeling of it on the insides of my hands.
Yeah.
Because then they're slimy all day.
What?
Yeah,
you guys know.
I'm like wiping them on my pants. It's terrible.
He's dropping everything.
I
needs
hate
a hand
it.
Fan.
Just
open
gross.
Doors.
But you try to hand fan them, and it doesn't dry them off.
No.
They just are slimy.
This you is guys why know I'm 65 and I look 35 because of lotion.
You guys know Greg's
thank
a
you.
Big gym rat, right? And ugh. He's perfected the reverse knuckle deadlift grip, where you literally just roll the bar across
oh.
your knuckles and then lift it up into the air. And
yeah.
that's why they look like that.
Yeah, it's definitely like that.
I have a scientific question for Brittany.
Uh-oh.
I've always thought that when you shave, the hair grows back more. So wouldn't a dermal planer actually
set
myth. You up for a goatee?
No, that's a myth.
That is a
it,
myth. I just found this out.
It grows back just like regular peach fuzz.
The okay. hair is blunted because it's been cut, and that's why it grows back looking thicker.
It doesn't.
Because there's a blunted tip.
No, it's a myth.
That's a fact.
So you're
it's
saying you're agreeing with me then?
I'm agreeing with Brittany. The reason why it looks like it's thick is because it has a blunted tip, but the reality is it grows back the exact same. And after some time, the tip gets worn
down. You don't
down.
Have, like, more hair follicles.
Yeah.
Thunder Buddies, write in with why Scott is a blunted tip.
If you have the hair, no, listen, here's the scientific explanation.
I don't like that at all.
He's got cut.
That's all good.
Was that Brittany?
If you have a hair anywhere and it grows a certain thickness, right, and you remove it, whether that's shaving or waxing or whatever, it grows back the same thickness. It doesn't become thicker.
What about the hair that grows into Commander Shepard's rear end at 3 a.m.? What about that hair?
Into
his wild hair.
Yeah, his wild hair.
Yeah, our
at cat. 3 a.m.
That's good. That was like a triple entendre.
What, like a hair up his butt?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So
real, I think it's a wild one up there.
Real talk about going back to facial hair. I'm going to have a consultation with a local beard expert.
Jordan?
Named Jordan. Yes. Because I've been growing out my beard. And I was, and he's like, stop shaving it. And I was like, but it looks squirrely. And he's like, I need to see what I'm working with. Mm-hmm. So currently.
Yeah. Oh, that's why you look like a moonshiner, right?
Yeah. That's why. It's not like, I'm not, I try to brush it down. I put oil in it still, but I'm going to go see the local beard expert.
You're approaching O'Driscoll level of beard right there.
When I have to put an O before my last name.
O'Santi. That's a Red Dead Redemption reference, honey. That's okay, why she's looking at me like
solid
that.
Solid game.
Now I'm looking at you to figure out why you thought roasting me first thing today was a good idea.
Yeah.
It was not a good idea.
It's a great idea.
No. We're going to go see the barber in Saint-Denis. Yeah.
Sassy Brittany is the best form of Brittany.
Hey, for don't the poke the bear.
Don't poke the bear. Don't leave it in the studio. That's all I ask.
Don't poke the owl bear.
Once we leave the studio, we get to go back to normal.
Oh, that's what you think. You would love that, wouldn't you?
I would.
Please.
What's said here, let it stay here. Uh-huh. Here, here.
Again, I say blink twice if you're not okay.
Well, I pulled something on the second blink.
I just always thought Scott's eyes were dry.
They are dry. Everything's dry. She's
rubbing lotion into my eyes.
There you go.
After this show, she'll be rubbing lotion into my eyes.
Our daughter's really offended by your lack of skincare.
I know.
She just we went on vacation
recently, and I could hear her like, is that what he looks like? Well, it was like, what does that mean? I did. I got judged.
Yeah, y'all should be flossing and using lotion.
What is this flossing thing?
Because it's a part of your health. Like your teeth.
Yeah, the teeth dentist flosses me every time I go.
Yeah,
every 6 months.
And they need to bring in like a bag of blood to all the blood that's probably
and
coming
it's
out.
Miserable. Every time.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be miserable.
It doesn't get better though. I've done long stretches. No.
True.
I have flossed regularly every day in seasons of my life, and then the dentist still jacks up my gums.
I don't know, guys. Maybe lotion
need,
and
maybe we need to switch to yarn.
I need a nicer dentist.
Yarn? Ouch.
Yarn. You know what the secret is, Greg?
Speed rope?
No dentist. That's right, baby.
That's an option, too.
Last time I was at the dentist, pretty sure Bush was in office.
Which one?
Exactly.
Not W.
He said sipping coffee.
Yeah.
Oh, is that one of my molars in there?
Oh, man. Take care of yourselves, Thunder Buddies.
Yeah. Floss and do your skincare.
It's not true. Yeah. Yarn your teeth.
And lotion your gums.
And clip your
eyes.
And clip your toenails.
Yeah. Take care of your nails.
I'm all about the
clip. You don't do that. What do you mean?
I do clip my toenails.
No. Jordan, I had to stitch him up after the last week's episode because you guys are playing footsie
under
the table.
You're just over there lying.
There's blood on my carpet.
Yeah.
That's from your teeth.
And I already established last week that we know Duval can sprint up a telephone pole with those.
I have long legs and long
straight up a telephone
pole. Feet.
Oh, with his finger toes?
Yeah, with the claws on the end of his finger toes.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's a shisk thing.
Yeah.
Finger toes.
It's fine.
Yay. Yay.
What kind of keratin production does a shisk have, you know? They're growing quills out of every pore in their body.
You scrape them off and they grow back thicker.
What's the peach fuzz situation for a shisk? What's that like?
Like toothpicks.
It's like toothpicks. That sounds awful.
Ow.
It's great.
So basically,
scratch my back and they just use their elbow.
Yeah.
It's just full of
that'd be
toothpicks,
nice.
Right?
I can get behind this.
Get that eye twitch going.
You like, bump into a shisk on the bus or on the subway or something like that, and now you got a rash. You know?
Yeah.
That doesn't heal.
Nope. But that's why they make lotion.
For rashes. Hydrocortisone cream.
In it.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's episode 91. I'm running out of cold opens. And so 91. I think that what we're going to start doing maybe is discussing the, like, physical bodies of all the different fantasy races in great detail.
Ooh.
That's an option.
That seems weird.
Or are the funny body...
what kind of effluvia does a dwarf have?
Ew.
Wait, it's 91?
Yeah, we're on 91, bro.
91 degrees.
I thought today was 90.
No.
You're wrong.
Didn't we do 88 and 89 last time?
No.
Wow.
I don't I don't pay attention to that ever.
We're not a fantasy ancestry
yeah.
body hair podcast.
That'd be good. I'd listen to that show.
You're on called? That show.
I can tell you what. There is nothing like it out there in the world. There's nobody that you can tune in and they're discussing things like the consistency of...
They're disgusting. The discussion.
They're disgusting. Yeah. The consistency of elf freckles.
It'd go like, welcome to this episode of Here We Are.
Here We Are.
Bro, market that.
Right?
Write it down.
When last we left the Shumfalo 5, they had just finished... putting the smackdown on an evil blade machine. They
went mega evil.
Yeah, they went back to the last stop, last look, last life lounge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't the last look lounge. That's from the second kiss.
That's right.
It's called the last stop.
The last stop. They went back to the last stop saloon. They got a room from good old Hatchet. They healed up to full, so everybody's at full health. They rested for the night. The next morning comes. And they know that tonight they have dinner with Loy Eaton. And as they're...
Loy Eaton.
As they're descending from their rooms in the saloon, Hatchet, who's still, you know, once again behind the bar, he says,
hey, good morning. use caution in your travels today. We're expecting a mane storm.
Oh.
Sometime this evening should roll in right before sundown.
Right during our dinner, I'm sure.
You're having dinner tonight? That's smart. Always end a day on a healthy meal.
You know, my rule is breakfast like a prince. No, king. Lunch like a prince. And dinner like a poplar.
What's a poplar?
It's a tree, ain't it?
Yeah.
You mean the pauper?
The pauper. The pauper. If you phonetically say it right.
If you say it pauper. With the P-A-U. Pauper.
I didn't know your chin could go further forward.
I can't.
Anyway, can I get you anything for breakfast, or, you know, you want some leche?
Oh, I am always in the mood for leche.
Nice, cool glass of leche on a manastorm day out. Nothing like it out here in Mana Waste.
Make it two.
Two leches.
No, thank you.
No, thank you. What about you, big feller? You want a leche?
Get your chin out of my face.
I can't help how far it extends.
Get your chin out of my face.
He turns his head and you can hear it.
Wind.
Whistling through the breeze.
I picture like not like just a few chin hairs on the end of it.
Oh yeah. There's like not... one really long curly chin hair.
Oh, awesome.
But he's got huge sideburns, which makes you think he's cultivating that single chin yeah. hair.
On purpose.
So he can grow hair.
Oh man.
Unlike me.
That's awesome.
What do you guys want to do?
I think we should
my leche.
Go check out the Ma of Rovagug and see if we can figure out who's guarding it, if anyone's guarding it.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned about the mana storm. What if Loveless is going to use the storm as cover somehow to...
Well, she's not here, but not I don't know yet. How wide... That's true.
It's the morning.
Her minion Vuslog is here.
He is.
He's back?
He came back the day we got here.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good...
We don't know where he is.
He's our last lead.
Yes. Okay. Which we probably do need to talk to him again.
Well, and it is a new day. So your failed knowledge checks...
We can re-roll.
Again. You can try again.
And it would be good to see who's guarding it, because we're throwing around a bunch of ideas. Because basically we have no idea what the heck we're doing or what's going on. Kind of. But if the leadsmiths are the ones protecting the Maw of Rovagug, that's mega sus to me.
I agree.
And I think that maybe they're not actually protecting it. But much like the Tower of Engineering and the Tower of Metallurgy, it might be sabotaged.
Hmm.
That's what I think.
Yeah, I have a lot of questions for Loy, you know, but we'll have dinner with him later. But I wanted to see what's around the Maw and then, I guess, Vuslog.
Yeah, I'm down to go to the Maw first and then do some investigating.
Let's do it. What about you, Jordan?
Yeah, what do you think, Jordan?
If we're in downtime, I would like to switch out a rune.
We are in downtime mode.
Is this a place we can do that stuff, though?
Don't you hear the forge hammering in the background, Greg?
Yeah, but there's like not normal shops here. It's like a... Okay, cool, let's do it. I'm not going to fight against that.
There's two whole towers full of engineering tools that you have at your disposal.
Yes.
Nice. Okay.
But I appreciate your attention to the canon of the game.
like the Ra of Movagug canon of the game?
No.
Okay.
But also, yes. What rune are you switching out? Yeah, tell us about this.
So I'm going to switch out the Ghost Touch rune.
Oh, this is like in modifying your weapon.
Yes.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah. I'm going to switch out the Ghost Touch rune for probably a... I felt all the eyes on me.
We were waiting
for you to finish your sentence.
Let me find the name of it. Hold on.
What was the name of the kid that Jordan wanted to slice with his axe?
Yeah, what was his name?
We couldn't remember his name.
Janiyah?
Janiyah. I knew it started with a J, and it wasn't a normal name. Yeah. He's like, Jared?
I don't think I'll ever see Janiyah again, so I don't need this Ghost Touch rune.
You kept it this whole time, just in case.
I love this.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That's so great.
Yeah, Vark's part-time job is Ghostbuster.
Love that.
But I'm going to switch it for
vitalizing
rune.
Okay.
Vitalizing greater. No, just kidding.
While this is happening, I think, and this would be a vote from everybody, I think we should take the rune off of the armor that I was wearing in the Metallurgy Tower, the resilience rune, and put it on Varg's armor to give him a +1 to his saves.
Yeah.
You would have to pay for that service to be done.
Yep.
Because your crafter is already working on his own weapon, which is going to take you the day.
Oh, okay. Then we can't do that in the same day. I thought
you can. You just have to pay for someone to do it.
Which is 10% of the cost of the rune, right. Which is like 36 gold. That's a little more expensive than we thought. Because I think it's 360 gold. That's a house.
You're correct.
I'm only a little embarrassed. I knew that off the top of my head.
I think
it's wonderful.
Do we have enough gold to switch out my property rune?
That doesn't cost anything because that's a function of your inventor class.
Okay. Yeah, you're doing that.
Can we sell the Ghost Touch rune that's currently on Kinfluencer?
Was Ghost Touch rune added? That was an inventor property. I didn't think it was something that you went to the store and bought. Maybe it was because it's using the property slot.
When he created Varg, it had it. So yeah, I don't know.
That's right.
That is true.
That
is true.
And thank you, Greg, because when we made Varg, we added him.
Yes.
We used the Ghost Touch rune from your starting cash.
Yes.
That's right. So yes, you can sell it.
Cool.
Sweet.
And use it to purchase another, or you can just swap out a rune of the same level at no cost. I'll allow that too.
Okay.
Because that's fine.
I will do that then.
Maybe I'm breaking the economy here, but
maybe you found a good sale.
It's all imaginary gold anyway.
Oh, it is?
It's pretend.
Oh,
Duval,
man.
We're playing pretend.
No, this is real.
This is all pretend.
I'm trying to figure out what I want to do in this downtime moment. So somebody else.
Well, investigating a lead is also on the table. So if you want
to
find out what Viewslog was up to, it's a new day and you can do that.
That's what I want to do.
Yeah, we need to know. Well, we need that lead. We also maybe should get a little bit more information on Ibrium and Parsis and Nex and Geb's involvement in all of this with Loveless. So I don't know if there's a lead we can follow in regard to that, too.
I think our lead for that is Loy.
You don't currently have a lead, open lead for them.
Okay. So it make more sense to just go after Vuslog.
Yeah. You know, deal with the problems that are in front of you.
That's a huge one.
That's a lot.
That's an 11-foot problem.
There you go. Brittany asked me last night, did we learn anything about Vuslog before? And the answer was no. You guys have failed your knowledge check on Vuslog twice now.
Mm-hmm. Such losers.
Once at the gala and another time on the porch of the Last Stop Saloon. So.
Yeah, and we're going to have to fight him, I'm sure.
Yeah, we know he's super nimble because... You I try was to looking sneak up on him.
Through all my spells, trying to find some way to blind him. I don't have anything.
You only need to target one eye.
Yeah. Poke his eye out.
Yuck, 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 yuck. Okay, I'm going to investigate a lead on Vuslog.
All right. Then I would need a society check from you.
Can Varg aid Darnayru in that?
You're working.
No, because you are busy.
I'm still busy.
Yeah, that's an all-day activity.
Okay. Do you have someone next to you just dabbing the sweat from your brow?
All the hair on Varg's face absorbs the
Varg doesn't sweat. He pants.
That's true.
That's a good point.
That's true.
What's your society modifier?
+16.
Okay. Can I aid?
If you do, you can't do another downtime investigative activity. So
I almost can't check out the maw?
Right.
Okay. I don't want
to. I almost feel like we shouldn't aid these rolls. I know this sounds
super
dangerous.
And exploring Vuslog's tracks and finding out what he did out in the Western Ravage is also off the table if you...
Who's got the best survival?
Pretty sure that's your crafter.
I got +12.
Oh, there you go. Duval's got it.
Really? We're all doing real work over here, and Varg's playing with his axe. Just kidding.
Killmaster got a kill.
Yeah.
Killmaster
got
a kill.
What's your role?
You jerk.
Some persistent vitalizing
name
damage
change?
Would be nice.
Name change?
From Varg Kinbiter to Varg Killmaster.
Ooh.
We'll see if his reputation earns that.
Yeah, I don't know.
You don't have a better society than me, do you, Duval?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Ugh, all right. I'm going to be doing the lead on Vuslog. Duval, Kairos is going to be doing track check.
Let me clarify. A society check would tell you about Vuslog, the person.
Oh, I don't care about Vuslog as the person.
A Cyclops check.
Oh, no, I don't care about that.
Okay, so you're going to continue not knowing anything about...
What do we need to know more about them for? We need to know where he went. Okay.
All right, if you want to know where he went, then now we're talking survival.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Duval would roll the survival. I would roll the society.
Don't need a society.
If I'm not going to do that, but I'm like, I don't know. Do we think we need to know more about...
Yeah, why not?
Cyclopses.
Now Cyclopsy. Power.
But does that tell me specifically about him as a person, though?
Yeah, like where he grew up.
That's what I want to know about foods. Him. Like, who is he? Do I know? Would an Alkenstar lore check be better? Because he's like a known person in Alkenstar. No,
Alkenstar lore check would work, but the difficulty would be different.
Oh, okay.
Than just finding out about Cyclopses, or if you're investigating specifically who's this Vuslog guy.
That's what I want to know. Yeah. I don't want to know just about Cyclopses in general.
That would be a society or a diplomacy check, where you would be investigating through. Throughout the town.
Okay, there we go.
Finding out what locals know about Vuslog.
Because I don't know that knowing about Cyclopses in general is really what I'm after. I want to know him.
Like you could, it could be a leadsmith that you end up talking to. Hey, tell me about your boss. I'm thinking about joining. That kind of thing. That would be a society or a diplomacy check.
Okay. Then I'll stick with society. Brittany, what are you doing? What's Luton doing?
Luton wants to go to the Ma and look around.
Okay, that's going to be a perception check.
Yeah.
Oh, and you're like an expert or master at that. Okay, I'm going to roll.
Duval, what you want to do?
I'm going to go snip out Vuslog's tracks.
Okay, so that's going to be a survival check.
Right, see if I find any, feces droppings or something like that.
Some scat.
Throw them bones.
he's like a sheep walking around, just dropping everywhere. You know, sheep do.
No, Cyclops just poop. They're just like a horse. They got a little bag that hangs behind them. And
I'm hero pointing my role.
I can't control it, okay? You're disgusting. It's a part of life. Everybody poops.
I hero pointed my role. Wow. Got a terrible one.
One hero point you had is gone. Man.
And then I rolled really bad even after that.
What were your roll results?
It was a 92 and a 95. So 21 is what I rolled.
21.
Yeah, which fails.
Vuslog is as mysterious as he's ever been.
Darn you, Vuslog.
Greg's
darn you.
I'm making all the extracurricular noises over there.
So angry.
All right. Mute him. Who's next?
I'll go next. I rolled a 32.
A 32 to perceive the Maw of Rovagug.
Yes, wow. I'd like to know who's guarding it. Who's around? Tell me everything.
You observe the Maw of Rovagug for a few hours. You spend a great deal of time looking around. There are some stairs that lead up to gun platform. And you are at the base of those stairs, and you realize there's no guards, which is strange. Mm. So you climb up the stairs, kitty boy in tow, and you get up to the top of this platform, and you see a platform that's 30 feet wide by 15 feet tall with a massive 10 foot by 10 foot door in the floor, like a bay door that opens up. There's one shield marshal up there doing some maintenance, like with an oil can. Just...
His name Henry.
And a rag. Shh. I'm exposing. God.
Exposing.
Go to the bathroom.
Is he wearing a broken heart patch?
No.
He or she?
He is not wearing a broken heart patch. He just seems to be doing general maintenance on the gears, the hinges, and other things that you see on this door.
Okay. Can I talk to him?
Yes, you can. Other things you see, too, before you talk to him to help understand what you're looking at here. The Maw of Rovagug, the base of it, is 50 foot diameter. This is a massive circular base on this cannon.
Huge mungus.
And it gives you the appearance that it can be rotated.
So cool.
Like a massive turret. The body of the gun at the base is 20 feet across. So that's, two basketball hoops on top of each other across.
Sounds like heaven.
Right? Remember the X Games when they used to have the basket hoop on top of the basket hoop? And if you made it in there, it was 5 points. That's how big the Maw of Rovagug is. That's just the width of its body.
What if you made it through both? Like it made it the top one drop down into the second one?
Yeah, it would count. It was like 5 and then 2.
Nice.
Yeah. Or if you hit it from the 3-point line, it would, it was awesome.
I'll take 8 points.
The barrel of this cannon goes from 20 and tapers down to 10 feet wide. And there is a mouth that forms the end of the cannon. And it's a great spider.
Weird.
At the end of the tip of the cannon. a spider with 9 legs.
Okay.
A spider with nine legs. That seems weird. Is that like something we know of from...
Does the 9th leg just drag behind it? Is it just a dead leg?
I mean, is that like a common thing we would know? That seems very oddly specific.
Luton, roll a religion check.
Yeah, like that.
Unless
kind of
you
stuff.
Don't care about the spider with 9 legs.
I care about a spider with 9 legs.
I care.
17 total.
A 9-legged spider is the holy symbol of Rovaguk.
Huh.
Why did they pick a spider to be their holy symbol?
It has 9 legs. Come on, Jordan. Keep
oh,
up.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And I thought Rovaguk was like a...
And the spider has a massive skull on its back. That's another...
Like Zelda.
Yes.
It's really a Skulltula.
It's a Skulltula with an extra leg.
Is it golden?
Yeah. And it looks
is it golden? That's a good question.
And it looks a lot meaner than a Skulltula, which is really not that big of a deal.
I'm currently playing Ocarina of Time. So
good.
Remind me what Rovaguk is again.
Rovaguk is the deity of destruction.
Hmm, that's fitting.
And this is his mouth.
The cannon itself.
No, this is his maw.
That's what
his maw.
Mouth.
His mouth
is.
Mouth.
The barrel of the maw of Rovaguk is 70 feet long.
Dang.
Good grief. It's a big old gun.
The street that you live on.
Yeah.
Is 22 feet across.
Yeah.
So this is 3 widths of the street that you live on. The barrel of this cannon.
Okay, it's big.
So it's a 6-lane street.
Right.
Width.
It's it would lay across the freeway, and then you could run across the top of it and not touch the freeway.
Yeah, it's like a bridge over the freeway, except you can point it in any direction you want.
Yeah, except you can snipe cities from 100 miles away with it.
Does it turn 360 degrees?
Yes.
Okay.
It turns 360 degrees.
Which way is it pointed now?
It's pointed to the west, which is...
Towards the Western Ravages.
Yep.
Western Ravages.
Which is the last place it was fired when it killed Slug Guy. Slugsworth.
That's
Slughorn.
Confirmed the last time it was fired?
Yes.
Yes.
Slugsworth.
Yeah. Slugworth from Willy Wonka.
Yeah, I know. It's got
the slugs of the wastes. But yes.
Okay. So
you wanted to talk to this shield marshal up here? Okay.
Yeah.
Good day. Good day.
Good morning, sir.
Oh, thank you.
You're up here all by yourself?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I tend to the inner workings and the outer workings of the Maw of Rovaguk.
Movie. That's a big job for just one person.
Oh, sure, yeah, but, you know, keeps you busy.
I heard there's a mana storm coming in.
Yeah, that's right. That's why I'm up here. We've been doing a little mana storm prep. We like to make sure that the Maw Rovaguk don't turn into a giant wedge of cheese or nothing like that. It kind of gets weird out here. So there's some protections in place to help the Maw from being damaged during the mana storm.
Oh, that's interesting. What kind of protections?
Well, the whole body of the thing inlaid with a little bit of copper alloy and downstairs we got some antennas. That's what them engineers called it. Antennas that help channel them, I don't know, the mana energies as they come through. And it just keeps the maw from getting damaged. And then there's some spell protections on it to make sure it can't get turned into nothing else, you know, grow legs and walk off or nothing crazy like that.
Oh, spell protections.
Yeah, you wouldn't want some funky wizard coming up and saying, grow many legs or whatever their spells are, and then having the maw Rovaguk just march off into some other place now. That'd be strange. Can you imagine seeing that? Imagine what? Look at the size of this here thing. Imagine if it had like a bunch of little critter legs and it was just running around on the ground. That'd be weird.
This is interesting.
It's strange. Wouldn't it be strange?
Who put the protections on there?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. I just know they work. I've been here for about 40 years doing this, greasing and cleaning.
40 years?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Do you remember the last time it was fired?
Oh, gosh, no. That was 100-some-odd years ago.
Before your time, huh?
Before my time. Yeah, before any of our times, really, unless you an elf. You look like a little elf. I ain't ever seen nothing like you before out here.
Oh, I'm a water sprite.
A water sprite?
Yeah.
Goodness. You ain't nothing but a little bitty thing.
Small but mighty, sir.
Oh, I had no doubt about that. No, and you pack a mighty punch there with that menacing-looking critter walking up behind you there.
Yeah.
Ain't never seen none of them before, neither. What's that called? Oh, goodness.
This is my jaguar.
My breeches. Jaguar?
There's been a breach in my breeches.
This is a mighty big gun.
I've heard of it.
I noticed there was a spider with 9 legs on the front. That's weird.
Oh, that's just Rovaguk, you know. It's the Maw of Rovaguk. Somebody decorated up that piece there. Make it seem more menacing, you know?
Do you know why there's 9 legs on the spider instead of 8?
Oh, gosh, I don't know. You'd have to find somebody who knows and studies the religions to tell you that.
Hmm. Is there anyone like that around here?
around these parts? No, we don't have much time for no religions here in the gunworks. Too busy making guns.
I noticed there's a combined low IQ around here.
Wow, I don't know what that means, but you're probably right.
Shots fired.
You say that, but I know, I seem to know a lot of things you wanted to know, but hey, you know, it's fine. I'm just going to go back to reading the adventure path and find out what I'm going to use to kill you next.
So, do you hang out here all day?
No, I'm on my shift right now, and then after I'm done, I'm probably going to go down to the Last Stop Saloon. They got a great leche. Then, you know.
Always with the leche.
Head back to my bunk.
So when you leave here, does anyone watch it overnight?
Oh, what do you mean by watching it?
Any guards?
We'll hire an entire city full of guards.
In this immediate area around the gun?
I guess I'm not sure what you're getting at, miss. Like, posted guards on the gun?
Yes.
No, I don't believe there is a regular patrol.
So it's left wide open.
Why do you ask?
Oh, I'm just curious. It seems like...
Flash your uniform. You're a special investigator of the Ravage Raiders.
Oh, that's true. Well, Loy Ayton, who I'm sure you know.
Shield Marshal Ayton?
Shield Marshal
Ayton. Of course, it's my boss. My boss's boss's boss.
He assigned me and my friends as special investigators.
Oh, is that right?
For the trouble. Do you know about the trouble in the towers?
No, I heard about that. There was them metallurgists and engineers, and they're always angry at each other from some nothing or another.
Seems weird that they would be angry at each other if we're all trying to work together in here, right?
Well, from what I understand, I've been here a while. They always are trying to keep credit to themselves for all the new fandangled doohickeys that come out of this here castle. So come up with a new doohickey, and then the metallurgists say, that's our doohickey and wouldn't exist if we weren't such good at metal crafting. And then the engineers and go, well, that's our doohickey. You wouldn't have been able to tell the metal what to do without our designs. And then they say, well, you wouldn't be able to design it without good metal to do. And then they say, well, you wouldn't have the good metal if we couldn't do the designs. And it's like that.
I see. Has it always been like that?
Yale. Occasional bar fight. Scrap kicks up dust in the Last Stop Saloon. And everybody gets a little weird. But then, you know, you still have to see each other at work next day.
Have you seen a 10-foot-tall Cyclops wandering around here?
I have. Strange failure.
What's strange about him?
Well, he's just kind of always going someplace. Goes over there. I never see him in a place. You know, I always see him going places.
I see.
He's always got a clipboard and an earpiece.
Busy fella.
Have you ever seen anyone with him? Or is he by himself?
Sure. No, I've seen folks with him. They got those lead smiths. They've been hanging around here quite a bit.
What do you think about the lead smiths?
You know, what I think about lead smiths is they got a lot of power and not a lot of smarts. If that makes any sense.
It makes a lot of sense, especially around here.
We were told to cooperate with them, that they were here for added security, but can't figure out why that would be necessary when the whole place is filled full of security.
Who were you told to cooperate with?
By name?
Yeah, who gave you the order to be cooperative with the leadsmiths?
My boss.
Was that Loy?
Oh, I'm assuming. He's my boss's boss's boss.
Okay.
I don't talk to the man personally. Do you talk to your boss personally? What about your boss's boss?
I am my boss.
What's that like?
It's great.
Tell me more. You don't have nobody to answer to? Nobody comes around and says, hey, Steven, you not lubing up the door to the gunworks properly? And then I say, well, yeah, I am. I follow with all the protocols and look, and I can show them. And then they say, no, it's not right. And then it is right because you've been doing it for 40 years. And then they say, do it again. And then I got to do it again. You don't have nobody like that in your life?
No, some people don't need that.
Man, that must be nice. I hate being micromanaged.
Yeah. Is that the character or is that Scott speaking?
Would you mind if I looked around a little bit closer?
Oh, sure. What would you like to know?
You said there were protection, was it spells on the gun?
Yeah,
I go look at those? I'm just curious.
Oh, I don't know. I'm not supposed to really take nobody down into them inner workings.
Well, since I was appointed a special investigator by Loy, I don't think he would mind.
Roll a diplomacy check.
Okay. My fingers are crossed. I want to see what's down there.
20 total.
20 total.
Yeah.
Hey, you know, you seem like a nice enough young lady, but I'd have to fill out the proper requisition forms and get permission from my supervisor before we took anybody down inside the inner workings of the Maw of Rovikug. Not supposed to do that now. Not for nobody.
How about for some gold?
Well, I already get paid gold. I mean, I don't want to lose my job here. This is my livelihood we're talking about. I appreciate the offer, but that's just not the kind of service we're running here.
I cast Tanglevine.
I was like, when's the shift over? You're like, Tanglevine.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding. I'm not casting Tanglevine. But, well, thanks. Fireball. You've been so helpful. Sure. What time do you get off work? I'd love to buy you a drink down at the tavern.
Oh, my goodness. Well.
A glass of leche, your favorite.
That's never happened here before. My shift ends right around sundown. Hopefully, you'll be inside before that main storm hits. I heard there's a good one coming in.
Well, I'll tell you what. If you get off a little bit early, I'm sure nobody would mind. I'll meet you down at the tavern.
Oh, somebody certainly would mind, but I can meet you down at the tavern just the same. Don't go ghosting me now, little blue lady.
What do you say, an hour before sundown? We'll have a drink.
Well, my shift's not over yet.
That's okay. I think Lloyd wouldn't mind.
I think I'm going to finish my shift. You know, I ain't ever done nothing like that before, and you didn't roll real good on your diplomacy check.
I'd like to roll an intimidation check.
Whoa.
Okay.
I like it.
Coerce.
It will be a little harder.
That's fine.
All right.
How about a 26?
Ooh.
That's better.
12
please.
Plus 16.
28.
28.
Yeah. How about that? Math.
Oh, well.
I insist.
You're kind of a rough young lady. Well, I better do what you say then. And he gets this big crap-eating grin on his face. I'll be down there an hour before sunset.
Perfect. I'll see you there. I'll see you there.
This is the best day of my life.
Yeah. Oh, wow. There we go. So Luton's got a date.
Yeah, Luton's got a date. With a crusty old mechanic.
Listen, it's fine. Take one for the team. So it's my understanding that since he's the only one around that's in charge of the Maw, if he leaves an hour before sundown,
then no one would be.
No one's going to be there.
It's crazy to me to think this is such a powerful weapon, yeah. And they just leave it un.
And he's the only idiot around. Yeah. It.
Granted, it hasn't been shot in over 100 years.
It takes a lot to fire it too.
It does.
It's not like it's going anywhere with those protection spells.
I'd love to know what
hypothetically.
Oh, I want to see it walk away. Well, because like obviously, I think those spells have been on there for a while. But if they're like runic type of spells. And they match anything like the cages and the Nexian cages or something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But I wonder if Parsis has anything to do with that. But if it's been under protection for a long time, these spells might be hundreds of years old. Who knows?
Yeah.
Once we see them, maybe you'll be able to tell.
Right. Okay, so Luton leaves the area.
All right. How about that survival check from Kairos?
Yeah, Kairos rolled a 29.
A 29? Nice.
Finally, something about this 11-foot one-eyed guy.
Kairos goes on a walkabout and heads off out into nature to follow these tracks left behind by Vuslog. The tracks lead out into the Western Ravage, and far out into the wilderness, you discover a place where these cyclop footprints, which are easy to follow, you know, the guy's got like size 28 feet, right? They leave a significant impact, and no other people like him around traveling through this area.
It's crazy we missed it the first time.
You missed it by one.
Oh, the first my time. Gosh.
It's okay. You do that a lot, Greg, and I love it.
Welcome
it's
to my life.
It's entertaining every time. There comes a point where these tracks intersect those with dozens of monstrous humanoids and huge beasts with talons.
Dinosaurs.
I would need another survival or nature check to
determine the feats.
Identify what this is.
Oh, my gosh. I've never felt more helpless and more wanting in my life.
It's all up to Kairos.
Yeah.
We got 19.
On the die?
Natty, yep. 19.
So that's 31.
A 31. You identify all of these crossing tracks. They belong to several ogres. Some of them with mutations.
Whoa.
That you can see through their footprints. And enormous bats, as in size huge.
Uh-oh.
Pathfinder huge bats.
Like baseball bats. Like
clubs?
No.
Just kidding.
No, like flying bats. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like Batman.
Like cave bats.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But they're 15 foot by 15 foot size.
What?
Whoa.
Dude.
No, I'm sorry. They're 10 foot by 10 foot size.
Again, what?
Okay, yeah. Less whoa, but still, but
still
whoa.
Still whoa.
It's more like whoa. A little bit shorter.
Hold on. Mike, is that right? Let me.
I bet their wingspan is bigger than that.
Yeah.
Let me double. Nope. I was right the first time. 15 by 15.
Oh man. Yeah, because Medium is 5x5.
Yep.
Large is 10x10.
Huge is 15x15.
Oh my goodness. It's the fell beasts.
And so the tracks lead to the...
Viewslog met with...
these monstrosities.
Oh, whatever Nephilim. Created yeah. all these footprints.
Wow. They're having some kind of meeting. They're super huge, and they're meeting together.
There's a monster
meetup. Wait. Bats can fly.
Yeah.
So if you had a spell to make the Mog of Rovagok lightweight...
they could carry it off.
You could carry it, and you could have some bat... yeah, you could have some aerial lift, and you have some brute strength, and you can move that Mog anywhere you want to gov.
Mm. Oh no.
I like words that aren't real.
Gov.
What else is there for me to sniff around?
That's it.
Dang.
That's all the significant.
Man.
Sniffnificant.
Wow. And this was a few days ago now.
Oh
that,
no.
That this happened. These tracks are getting old.
Ooh, so they probably already got their little.
In fact, I bumped up the difficulty by 2 on both of the checks, and it didn't matter. You
didn't
rolled
matter.
Well.
I'm rolling.
Nice.
But yep.
I practiced rolling at home.
Throwing stones. Using loaded die to cheat.
Whatever.
I wish I had a loaded die right now.
Whatever I'm doing, as long as it's working.
So he met up with ogres and giant bats.
I yes. think he's meeting up with a force of people to come threaten the gunworks or everyone.
Or carry off the Mov so they can use it with Pyronite.
The Mov Rovagug.
That's
M-A-E-V-E.
Huge. Mov of Rovagug.
Mov.
Not Mov.
Mm.
Isn't that a color?
Yes.
It is a color. It's actually a big paint cannon.
Yeah, it's paint.
Oh, that's what it is.
Yeah, it just paints the town.
Oh,
but only one color.
Kind of like a pink.
Yeah, it's only one color. Yeah.
The that's rosy
why,
pink.
That's why it hasn't been used in over 100 years, because people are like, I'm kind of over my.
Kind of clashes with the green of the forest.
Yeah.
It's throwing the whole
doesn't
feng shui
look good
off.
With the tan color of the sand
right.
in the desert.
Okay, I still think that Vuslog is... okay, so we know this, that Loveless... as a shield marshal agent, is the one who hired the leadsmiths. That's what our assumption
you
is,
know,
correct?
Okay, that's an assumption.
Yes.
Because Loy didn't hire them. He didn't... did we ask him that?
Didn't Vuslog say...
we have a lot of questions for Loy.
Didn't Vuslog say that he was hired by Loveless?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I think that's right. When he was in the rocking chair.
No, I think he just said he was hired by the shield marshals.
Okay.
He didn't specifically say Loveless.
Hmm.
And I don't remember asking Loy. I think we just assumed... Loveless. So that's something we probably need to ask him tonight, is did he hire them? The reason I'm asking is if Loveless was the one who hired the leadsmiths, because none of the shield marshals know why the leadsmiths are there. Mr. Guy on the gun just said, he's like, I don't know why they would hire more leadsmiths. What's the point? We have plenty of security.
Right.
So he's like, why would we need more security?
She's planning a takeover.
That's what I think. To take over the gunworks and or destroy things.
Maybe that's why she's messing with the towers to create a chaos and diversion.
Yeah, this is literally how you destabilize a country.
Yeah, you
how
go
do you
in.
Know that? Because I watch movies about it.
That'll do it.
Yeah,
she's good. Infiltrated.
Disinformation.
Yeah.
Civil war begins, and it takes care of itself. And they just can mop up the stuff that's left over.
Because I watched Captain America the Winter Soldier, so I know all about it.
I've actually never seen that.
What?
Leave the world behind.
You saw Winter Soldier?
I don't like Captain
yeah,
America.
Me neither.
I don't understand you
it'll,
at all.
It'll put me to sleep.
That movie came out when I was burned by Marvel already. Completely different conversation.
Do you still want to be their friend? Because I'm good. If we go together, Jordan.
Yeah. Yeah.
We'll have each other.
I wouldn't trust Jordan's yeah. He said it twice.
A double yeah.
That meant the first time he had to think about what he just said.
Strong maybe.
Next week, new cast members. That's okay.
But it does make sense.
You don't have to like the greatest movies of all time at all.
Yeah, you want to see Jennifer Lopez in a mech.
I do want to see Jennifer Lopez in a mech. You know, a lot of possibility about that.
Is there, though?
I don't like where this is going.
Not into
it.
Just think about old school and living color Jennifer Lopez in a mech. No?
No.
No.
I saw an article online that said that her prior dance experience was helpful in the choreography.
That's great.
Because they built real mechs.
What are we talking about?
Choreography of mechs? No.
I don't know. That was a real article.
Can though. I roll a perception check on your lies right now?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead. Do you know like, what my DC is, right?
Impossible.
Through the roof. GM DC.
So
what'd you roll, Jordan?
A 10.
He tried.
Kairos comes back and tells everybody what he learned about the big giants.
Greg tells everybody, or Darnayra tells everybody nothing.
I know nothing about this fool, because I'm an idiot. A worthless failure. I'm going to drink my leche.
I was able to score a date guard of the moth. So
not a guard.
I have to show up and entertain him before dinner. Maybe you guys could go while it's unguarded and check it out. He said there were protection runes, but he wouldn't let me look at them.
I feel like you need to be there with us to understand what we're looking at.
I can do that, right?
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
I mean, are you like mad? It would be Arcana. You're pretty good. And maybe occultism.
Yeah.
Kind of things, maybe. I don't know.
I'm buffed on both.
I think it's weird to go somewhere we're not supposed to be without our full party. I think you should ghost him.
Yeah, I agree. Hurt his feelings.
Or like send a messenger.
Steven?
Send a messenger and be like, oh, Luton's feeling under the weather tonight.
It's Steven.
Sorry.
With a PH.
Oh, maybe so he's just starting to get ghost.
Maybe we could bribe the bartender into keeping him there.
I don't trust a bartender to do that.
I know.
Hatchet.
Yeah, hatchet.
Never trust that chin.
I'm still laughing. Get that chin out of my face. Because I picture...
Get that chin out of my face.
Because I picture a Nacho Libre. Get that one out of my face.
The chin, though.
Oh. Okay.
So here's what I think we should do. I think since he's going to be gone 1 hour before sundown, we should run over to the maw, look around quickly, and then head back to dinner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Loy.
Because that will put us on time. And then this mana storm is going to be
right,
around
we
that
be inside,
time. So.
Apparently.
But you're still ghosting him, right?
I think so.
Sweet. Yeah. Good.
I don't know.
Poor guy.
Yeah.
Nice.
I mean, I'll show up
leave
late.
A note.
I'll be late.
Like, oh my gosh.
Unless we're going to
so investigating sorry. Took some
it's,
time.
It's really Dude, his goals. Fault for not having more Riz.
For real.
Yeah,
right?
He was kind of rude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She
he
coerced
tried to turn
him.
Me down.
You
in the first
coerced
place.
Him into a date. I think that's great.
Intimidation.
Yeah. You will go on a date with me.
Yeah.
An hour before your shift's over.
That's right.
He gleefully accepted.
Yeah, he did.
And I will ghost you.
Okay.
Let's do it. Is Bart still busy?
No.
It's sundown now? Almost sundown?
Almost. You're getting to dinner time. It's an hour away from dinner time, which is when you guys wanted to do this, right?
Yep.
We better hurry then.
Okay. Let's go. Let's do it.
You head over to the Maw of Rovagug.
I'm ready to crack the lock.
And I need a perception check from everybody.
28.
26.
27.
Oh my gosh. 20?
All right. The Shum Follow 5 are an experienced bunch. Darnayru, Luton, and Varg all notice before they get too close that there are a significant number of leadsmiths hanging out around the Maw of Rovagug, around the base. There's a couple of shield marshals, just a few.
Any broken hearts?
But about 30 leadsmiths. Too 30? Far away to see if there are any broken hearts. Some of them are standing in place. Some of them are moving back and forth. They're milling about. Others look like they're frantically under some orders to move around. Essentially, you know, they're just sort of like moving back and forth quickly. And with those perception checks, what you can see is they appear to be investigating the area.
Uh-oh.
Is Vuslog with them?
You don't see Vuslog.
Should we just go up and talk and see? Yeah, I think we should approach and ask what's going on. How can we help?
We're the authority here.
Yeah.
Okay. Leadsmiths don't answer us, but we can try that.
They're walk in around our with town. A clipboard. Yeah.
You walk around with carrying a ladder.
Yeah.
No one will stop you.
Mm-hmm. You get closer.
Yeah.
About 100 or so feet away, and a few of the leadsmiths see you guys approaching, and they point. It's like three or four of them start pointing, and then they start...
I wave.
...yelling, and they start waving for some other people to come over, and they are frantically and emphatically pointing over in your direction.
Boy. I don't like this at all.
We start pointing back.
Okay.
I waved.
And you wave?
Yeah. I just wave, like friendly wave.
There's a collection of leadsmiths that seem to be gathering.
How many?
He said there's 30 there, well, total. Yeah.
About 10 or 15 of them.
Total.
That are gathering together. Yes.
Okay. We can take them.
What?
That's like three each. We got this.
It's a lot of guns,
and then the rest of the other 15 come over?
They begin to form what looks like a firing line.
Oh,
and
gosh.
Are all of them loading long rifles.
So apparently,
are you serious?
We're not going to get
I'm
in
serious.
There.
Yes, I'm serious. Make a decision.
We should leave.
Make a decision right now.
We should leave.
We stop.
Yeah, we're not walking towards them. We're turning around and walk away. We can't.
You
get
stop in place and just stand there.
We blow them a kiss.
Do you paint targets on your chest?
We blow them a case. Yeah. Blow them a kiss.
Blow
and then
a case.
We walk away.
Okay.
I
don't want to miss this dinner.
A kith.
We're definitely not missing this dinner.
Why?
I can cast Agonizing Despair on him if you want me to.
No, I'm throwing my hood. Darnayru has already left the Shum Follow 5. He has thrown his hood up and left.
Okay. You're supremely confident, though, Duval. I like that.
They're literally pointing guns at us.
It's a misunderstanding. Let's just talk about
it. No, they talked to Mr. Engineer, And now everyone's suspicious and thinks we're trying to sabotage the Maw, which is not what we're doing. We're trying
to protect it. Then that means that if that's true, if...
I'm not going to wait around to talk to them when they're shooting bullets at us.
If that's true, that means when we go to this dinner, it's not as safe as we think it is.
We should be... I think we should be very cautious as we approach the dinner.
Should always be cautious.
Cautious.
Mm.
Man, see what you standing... Luton, you standing up this poor guy did to us.
He's just kidding.
She hurt my feelings.
I'm totally joking.
She hurt my feelings, and so...
I don't think he's in charge of what's happening here.
No.
In fact, I think he has no idea.
Loy?
No, Steven.
Steven.
Steven with a PH.
I don't think Steven knows, has anything for anything in this.
Yeah.
He's sitting there.
Are you guys going to leave or not?
We already left.
I think we should
leave. I guess we left. You need to be patient.
We're going to arrive.
No, I don't.
Kairos,
we experience the urgency.
Okay.
We are going to arrive at dinner.
No, we're going to scout before we walk up to Loy's joint. Early.
You leave the area.
Yes.
And you scout around Loy Aiton's house.
And I immediately go into avoid all notice.
We're not in exploration mode.
Well, whatever we're in, I'm trying not to be seen. I'm stealthily walking around.
I give you no mechanical advantage. Loy Aiton's house appears to be fine.
Nothing
it's
weird.
It's a normal house, exactly what you would expect. Nothing out of the ordinary.
What color is it?
It is white.
Are the lights on inside?
Mauve.
It's black. It's mauve. Filthy. Yeah. It's mauve.
Mauve trim.
Mauve trim. Okay.
Yes. White with mauve trim.
Are the lights on inside?
Yes.
Okay. That's me knocking on
the
door.
That's great. That's a hollow house.
Sorry. Go, go, go. Is that better?
You knock on the door and Loy Aiton answers the door.
And I say, Loy, what is going on at the Ma?
What are you talking about?
There's 30 lead smiths and 3 of your shield marshals over there.
I heard something. Are you all here for dinner now?
Are you in charge or not?
I am in charge. Come on in. Why are you so hostile?
Because we just had 15 rifles pointed at us as we tried to approach the Maw of Rovagug.
Really?
And this is angry me.
Well, I would urge you to calm down. Just come on inside and let's figure this out.
I come inside and immediately draw his shade shut.
Perception check.
Okay. You run around paranoid, draw his shades shut. Perception check for what?
Not yet. Let's see what he does.
Okay.
And the Sunday other...
Right, too cavalier.
The two from the metallurgy and Dara and Erdrick aren't there yet, are they? Della, excuse me.
Erdrick are not there yet.
Okay.
You guys are early. Y'all are a little early, but I suppose that's fine. I bet there's plenty to talk about. I heard from Della Sangre and Erdrick Marth that you took care of whatever was plaguing their towers.
Gremlins.
That's what I heard. That sounds a whole lot like sabotage to me.
It sure does.
Did you find anything else out in your investigations?
I feel like you know more than we do and you're not telling us everything.
Oh, I know a few things, but I'll tell you what you need to know or what do you want to know?
I want to know everything that's in that book you're reading. Just kidding. Let me just stew for a little bit. Luton, you keep doing your questions.
Well, I had a chance to check out the Maw. I was curious just to see it and how large it is.
Did you meet Steven?
I did meet Steven.
What time were you there?
About 11.
Well then, I think you were the last person to see him alive.
Steven!
We had a date, though.
Oh, I'm very sorry. His eyebrow shoots up to his hairline when you say that, but to each their own, but... I'm terribly sorry to inform you.
How did he die?
That's what we're trying to figure out.
Is that why all the leadsmiths and the...
Well, I signed a few of my shield marshals to investigate. I didn't know about a leadsmith presence. How many did you say were there?
About 30.
Well, that's disturbing. I did not order any leadsmiths.
Who hired the leadsmith to be here?
Angelique Lovelace.
It was Lovelace.
Now I'm starting to put together my own suspicions. Did you find anything else out while you were investigating?
I've tracked Yusla.
Is that right?
Yes, that's right. And what I found was troubling. He must have been meeting with other large entities, ogres. Very large bats, it appears. Something is afoot.
Well, I'm glad we're talking about this now, because I was afraid we were going to have to fancy foot our way through dinner before we got to the brass tacks. I'm a brass tacks man. Something is afoot.
What do you think?
Well, let's put it all together, shall we? I'm something of a investigator. I also have this here book.
Let's hope.
Angelique Lovelace visited the Tower of Metallurgy. The day after she was finished with whatever she was doing in there, I start hearing these reports from Della Sangre about uncontrolled explosions. She wants my shield marshals to come investigate Normally, that kind of thing I let them handle because I don't need to be losing shield marshals to a bunch of random experiments. She sounded a lot more desperate than normal, jumpy as she is, but I was getting around to it. At the same time, I hear that this fella Ibrium, visiting from another nation, spending the same amount of time in my Tower of Engineering. Then I hear from Erdrick Marth that there's gremlins running loose a day after. Now we're starting to get out of coincidence territory and starting to get into conspiracy territory.
Because we saw gremlins, a chart of gremlins in the bottom of the Metallurgy Tower as well.
Yes, I heard as such, and that's why I started putting all these things together. Now, you said Vuslog's tracks led to some kind of meeting with a bunch of monstrous humanoids?
It appears, yeah. Humanoids. Bats.
Well, ever since these Leadsmiths showed up, unwanted, uninvited, and unnecessary, at the command of another shield marshal, at first I took it as something important, something to protect the state, that what she was working on with the help of this Ibrium fellow was something that the people of Alkenstar need in order to be safe. That's why folks come here, for defense.
Mm-hmm.
I think Angelique Loveless was here for offense.
Offense against the Gunworks.
Offense against Alkenstar herself, my friend.
Mm.
Normally, I like to keep out of the affairs of the other Shield Marshal captains. We have our holdings that we're responsible for. It's not my business to tell her how to run a city. It's not her business to tell me how to run these here gunworks. I'll tell you what I want to do. I'm going to place all these Leadsmiths under arrest. And as he's getting into this conversation, you hear thunder start rolling outside as the mana storm rolls in.
Do you have enough forces to make this happen?
Oh, yes, I do. Believe me, they are far better trained than the scum that walked in with that Cyclops.
I want to do a perception check. Is he honest?
You can roll it now.
19.
What's total. The size of that die that you're rolling there?
It's a medium. Really heavy. It's
extra medium?
It's a medium.
I would say it's a Pathfinder large.
It came in this box.
Oh, that's the one you got from that store in Olympia. Yeah.
I went to that store again.
Yeah?
Played some hours of video games with my boys. They loved it. Yeah.
That sounds great. 19 total, you're not getting a good feeling. You're not getting bad feeling. You're just not picking anything up.
I didn't do good.
You're dead inside. You feel nothing.
Why don't you all roll a perception check?
I'm going to roll a perception.
These are those supposed to be secret check situations, but...
30.
24. Yes. Oh, that's good. I only rolled a 24.
Yes. All right.
No.
Varg, you give all of your compatriots here a hand signal or body language or something to calm down. Let him finish.
Yeah.
Let him cook.
Shush.
Let him cook.
I shush them all.
You shush them. How does that sound?
Don't you dare shush me.
Shush.
If you imagine.
That'd be terrifying.
Shush.
Oh, God. I'm sorry, Varg. I'll never speak again. Not without your permission.
Good boy.
What can you tell me about Pyronite? It's the one unknown I have in this puzzle.
I can tell you that Pyronite is the most destructive force you've ever seen. Just a grain of sand was enough to blow the entire doors off of a university.
The Blithier College incident?
Yes, yeah. That was one grain. Now we have reason to believe that... Loveless.
She's got crates of this stuff.
She does. She has a ton of it. She could destroy basically anything she wants. What we don't know is what does Ibrahim have to do with any of this?
Well, he's obviously helping her put that together. I have a theory. Let me run it by you. If this stuff is destructive as you say, Angelique Loveless left on the river.
She did.
With all of it. She left behind enough to sabotage her tracks, but thankfully all of you showed up, or else that mystery would have gone unsolved before it was too late. So let's think about the river. What's on the river that matters? And I can only think of one thing. That would be the screw.
Yes, in Alkenstar. To blow up the screw, though. Why? Nothing could travel, no trade, no anything up and down the river.
Exactly. It would cleave Alkenstar in half. A north half and a south half.
Civil War.
Now, can you think of anyone around here that has invested care or concern for the north or the south of the river? Because I can. I can think of two folks you've mentioned in the last week that have been here. A wizard from Nex and a wizard from Geb. Now, if you take the mana wastes out of the equation, Alkenstar becomes a new battleground. I think Angelique Loveless is heading to Alkan Falls with all these explosives. And she means to turn Alkenstar into, well, some kind of a way station. You see, the screw and the falls really slow things down. If you take that out of the equation, though, well, you could run weapons up and down that entire river in a matter of moments from these here gunworks. You could supply both sides of this conflict with as many munitions as they want. From what you're telling me, Pyronite is alchemical. It's not magical in nature.
Yes, the mana storms would not affect it.
That's right. This is the next chapter of war, and it's starting right here in my backyard. Every citizen in the mana waste is in great danger, and Angelique Loveless would then be in control of the greatest weapon we've ever known, with an unimpeded route to distribute it from here all the way out to the Obari.
And that's the ocean, right?
That's right.
Yep. So she would essentially be the most sought-after person to supply weapons and munitions for anyone in this war.
That's right. She'd become like Nicolas Cage in that movie, Lord of War.
Nice. Great, great movie. And Geb at war with each other?
Yes. For 5,000 years, they've been at war with each other. It's been the backdrop of this entire adventure. Yeah,
that's right. The Mana Waste. The DMZ.
Yeah. It's been affected by 5,000 years of spells bouncing off of each other.
Nicolas Cage.
What do you call that? What do you call somebody like that? An arms?
Arms dealer.
Yeah, arms, just an arms dealer. Yeah.
A gun runner.
She'd be the greatest arms dealer in the history of Galarian.
So is really just money her only motivation, or does she have some other plans?
Maybe, Darnayra, you're too young. You haven't been around that long, but money tends to be most people's evil motivation. I never heard of anybody trying to take over a city so that they can give better health care.
I am quite naive, so.
Do you believe that Lovelace is acting alone, or if she's following orders from someone else?
I don't. No, that's a good question. I don't know who would be pulling her strings. From what you told me, the Duchess is not on her side, but is tied up with a bunch of red tape.
That's right.
It would make sense that Angelique Lovelace is the tip of the spear here, trying to make things happen, as I say, getting your hands dirty.
Other than covering her tracks, though, here at the Gunworks, why else would she be talking to these mutated ogres?
I don't think she... You said Vuslog did that.
Yes.
I don't know.
Because Vuslog is working with her.
Well, I'm going to take care of Vuslog. We'll get those Leadsmiths tied up and hauled out of here.
What's your take on the draft bill and Lovelace's plan to...
I don't know. Other than just forcing the people of Alkenstar to become her own private security force, I can't really think of anything else. Maybe it's meant to establish Alkenstar as a neutral territory as the war escalates. Could be a few things. I honestly don't know. Don't like it much. The idea of folks who don't want to serve as shield marshals coming in and putting on the badge, that's how a lot of bad stuff tends to happen.
I do not see Alkenstar making it out of this conflict unscathed. Man, so she's
me neither, friend.
Destroying her own home.
It's time to act. More thunder, and it starts to become more frequent as the storm is building.
What can we do to help?
I think you've done it all, honestly. What else is there? Get to the falls.
Yes, to stop
Angelique Lovelace.
Okay.
And as he says that, you guys start to hear gunfire in the background outside. Oh, and he's, what's that? And he stands up and he's got his hand on his hip. And he draws his pistol. Something's not right. And then you hear alarm bells start ringing out.
Oh,
clang,
boy.
Clang, clang.
It's going down.
Clang, clang, clang. He listens for a moment. He says, it's the Maw. Something's happened at the Maw of Rovagug.
Oh, no.
Can I trust you one last time? Find out what's going on. Head out there.
Maybe? Just kidding. Yes, you can trust us.
There's a yellow streak running up the back of this kitty man a mile wide.
Yes, we will head over
are
there.
Are ye Yeller?
Yes, I am Yeller.
It's no Marty McFly in him at all.
No. Just put a guitar in my hands.
Okay, I'm going to head to the gates and secure everything there. We'll meet up. Let me know what you find out. Keep that gun safe. Last thing we need is for it to start turning on its axis.
Oh, gosh.
I know. So I was wondering, are they going to try to shoot the screw with the Maw, too? I don't know.
What do you guys want
to
do?
Head over to the Maw.
Gird our loins and head to the Maw.
Loins, girded, check.
Skin mauve.
You head outside and you start to see people are scampering and clamoring. This looks like a very rehearsed activity. Folks that live in the castle in the gunworks facility go through drills or experience attacks, or maybe it's just from the mana storm, but they're all hot footing it back to cover.
They're batting down
shuttering,
the hatches.
Yep, shuttering down the windows. Locking inside, and you hear gunfire coming from across the campus where the Maw of Rovagug is. As you get closer, you see the muzzle flashes going off, and there is a garrison of shield marshals off to the east, to the right side as you're walking up. There's about 15 or 20 of them, and they're shooting at some leadsmiths who've bunkered down at the base of the Maw of Rovagug. The shield marshals overtake the leadsmiths and win out. And you guys run up in your trench coats and stuff. One of the shield marshals shouts out and says,
don't head up there! Don't head up there! They're picking people off as you go up the stairs! But something's not right! We need to regroup! We need time to figure this out!
We totally head up there.
Oh my gosh. How do we head up there, though? How?
There's some stairs at the base. And now any of the guards, any of the leadsmiths that were there at the bottom have been taken out by the shield marshals.
So we could start ascending.
But they know that if they go up, they're getting shot at as they go up.
They won't come with us?
Nope, they won't. They don't think it's safe, and they feel better off organizing an attack force and taking the time to do it per protocol.
I'm really happy I used my last.
You guys say anything? I am too.
Do we say anything? Thank you for the warning, but we must stop what's happening there. What do you know anything else other
who
than
Shana?
We are the Shumfellow Five, sent here by Loy Aitonton.
Loyson, Becca.
Yes.
All right. Three cheers for Shield Marshal Aiton.
Hip parade. Yeah.
Dilly dilly. Well, obviously can't stop you from doing what you're going to do, but boy, you need to use some caution when you head up them their steps.
Is there another route up there shooting. Is there any other route up there?
No, it's a defensible position. There's not supposed to be another route up there.
Okay.
Let's go.
I will now direct you to the map where you can see a massive bombard cannon.
It's massive.
In the exact size description that I gave earlier. With a dinky little set of stairs on the east side. The top of the map is the east side, so we'll just say the top.
Was Luton at the top when she was talking to Steven?
Luton has been up there.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You guys, so that's why you guys can see the entirety of the map. There's no vision impacts here. But the storm is starting to pick up as well.
Okay. We need to get up there somehow without being shot to death.
I got a little bit of Flavor Flav for you guys.
Flavor Flav.
Sheets of rain pour over the stone fortifications of the gunworks, which is alive with armed shield marshals rushing to the ramparts. Jolts of arcane energy sizzle through the sky, and a sudden flash of green lightning illuminates the landscape for miles around. In the distance, a horde of monstrous warriors is charging through the hills toward the fortress. An army approaches.
Oh my god.
And you hear those shield marshals say, "To the walls! To the walls!" And they abandon you guys completely.
Whoa.
Left to go up onto the Maw of Rovagug on your own to find out what's happening. An enormous cannon fashioned in the likeness of a snarling monster juts from the top of this tower like a finger from an angry god. From end to end, the cannon measures roughly 75 feet long and is wide enough for multiple people to stand atop. The single staircase winds from the courtyard of the gunworks to the base of the cannon atop the tower, which is at 100 feet from the ground.
Oh my gosh.
No, I didn't want to read that earlier when Luton was just hanging out up there because it's kind of dramatic. But that's the scene out in front of the Shumfellow Five as this mana storm begins to thicken and surround.
Oh, we're going to shoot this thing.
I got
to
tell you guys something. What I need from you first is a arcana check, a knowledge arcana check from anybody who wants to roll. Cannot be aided.
25.
27.
18.
27 from Kairos. Kairos is using his Nethys familiarity to identify what's happening with the storm.
Yeah.
Man.
I'm right.
GMs,
there.
Spend time with your players when they start going over their character concept with you. It's good. Kairos, you identify the features of this mana storm as a transmutation storm. Transmutation magic is magic that converts one thing into another, typically.
Mm-hmm.
It can affect material properties, it can affect size, it can affect, like, you can change your ancestry with transmutation magic, like, through, like, temporary magic. That's the kind of magic you use to appear as a different ancestry. It's not just illusion, it's also transmutation. That would be like, illusion would be like an illusory disguise,
right?
But transmutation magic can physically alter you.
Don't change me into anything unnatural.
No.
I ain't been dropping no eaves.
This is some kind of nerd reference.
It's Lord of the Rings.
Oh, yeah. I know that one.
when he bonks Samwise Gamgee on the head.
Oh, yeah.
Confound it, Samwise Gamgee. You've been eavesdropping.
Yeah, that one. Yeah.
Yeah, that one.
I remember that.
This storm is naturally occurring, or is someone using magic?
It's naturally occurring mana storm, which is not natural on its own, but yeah.
For the area.
It is Kairos identifies it as a storm containing a heavy amount of transmutation magic.
So if anyone wants to change their ancestry, just go stand out in the
just
open.
Just go stand outside. Hold up a golf club.
Yeah. This could be concerning, just throwing that out there.
Yeah, there's a little mechanic involved with it, and we'll go over it next week.
What?
As the Shumfellow Five figure out what's happening on the Maw of Rovagug.
Oh my gosh.
Boom, I slid that one in there all surprise-like.
Like, right?
It's Mobby.
sniped him with a next week. Luton's already gone.
Bye.
Serum. Good.
Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast uses trademarks and or copyrights owned by Paizo Inc. used under Paizo's community use policy. We are expressly prohibited from charging you to use or access this content. Dice of Thunder and the Dice of Thunder podcast is not published, endorsed, or specifically approved by Paizo. For more information about Paizo Inc. and Paizo products, visit paizo.com.